Did you really think you needed all this, Lynn? What did you think I was going to do, jump out the window? It's for your own good. You know how it goes. How what goes? I feel like I'm under arrest. No, we just have to be careful. People get upset. They react unpredictably. We don't want any scenes. You'd have done the same thing. Not true. I sat down. So, what am I going to be upset about? Andy, she said, we have some bad news. On the Rifkin case? The print on the victim's sweatshirt? It's your son Jacob's. She slid a stapled report toward me. I scanned the report. It was from the State Police Crime Lab. The report identified a dozen points of comparison between the latent found at the murder scene and one of the knowns on Jacob's print card, much more than the standard 8 required for a positive match. It was the right thumb. Jacob had reached out and grabbed the victim by his unzipped sweatshirt, leaving the print on that inside tag. I said, bewildered, I'm sure there's some explanation. I'm sure there is. They go to the same school. Jacob is in his class. They knew each other. Yes. It doesn't mean we know Andy. They looked at me with pity, all except the young troopers, now standing by the window, who did not know me and could still despise me as they would any other bad guy. We're putting you on paid leave. It's partly my fault. It was a mistake to let you have the case in the first place. These guys, she gestured toward the troopers, will go to your office with you. You can take your personal belongings, no papers, no files. You're not to touch the computer. Your work product belongs to the office. Who's taking the case? Neil is. I smiled. Of course he is. Andy, do you object to Neil trying the case for some reason? Does it matter what I think, Lynn? Maybe if you can make a case. I shook my head. No, let him have it, I insist. LaJudas looked away, avoiding my eyes. Have you arrested him? More eyes darting around the room, avoiding me. Lynn, have you arrested my son? No. Are you going to? LaJudas cut in. We don't have to tell you that. Canavan put her hand out to still him. Yes. We don't have much choice in the circumstances. In the circumstances? What circumstances? You think he's going to take off for Costa Rica? She shrugged. You already have the warrant? Yes. Lynn, you have my word he'll turn himself in. You don't need to arrest him. He doesn't belong in a jail, even for one night. He's no flight risk, you know that. He's my son. He's my son, Lynn. I don't want to see him arrested.